the sounds of all the terrifying breezes that pull you in. There's an infinity inside you. I'd like to landmark. Perhaps I could get to know where your major galaxies are. There's some kind of motion under here, under the influence of a central force, you know, and I sense some steady gravitational potential. The polar luminaries. I see suns, I feel moons, I feel planets are tugging at their orbits. And a star wants to shoot right into the mix. I love emotional cartography. Let's map the course of these uniflying objects. Ooh, I'm so curious. Can I hear the pulses of your biggest pole stars? Do you wanna dilate time with me? Perhaps I could get to know where your major galaxies are. I read that when the universe expands, empty space remains empty. That's what they say, but I'm not sure I believe that because I feel my hot, dark matter flying fast in your isotropic skies. Woo, bam! Nebula asteroids, and the charming quirk of your quirk. Yeah. I know it might not work at all. In this whole continuum, I might be several light years too far away to make contact with any real understanding. But I'm so curious. Can I feel the pulse of your big pole star? Do you want to dilate time with me? Perhaps I could get to know where your major galaxies are. Like I said, it might not work, this whole thing, because of course I arrive at your door with my own strings attached. My own cosmic debris swirls. I have my own dark energy dust bunnies dusting my orbs. My lumpy luminosity has a high escape velocity, actually. But what would happen if we cinched Orion's belt around us? Would it bring it to me? Would it cling it to me? Would it squeeze you closer to me? Or would we just big bang apart? Just let me hear the sounds of all the terrifying breezes that pull you in. There's an infinity inside you I'd like to landmark. Perhaps I could get to know where your major galaxies are. Ooh, I'm so curious. I love emotional cartography.